Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
Yeah. Yeah, hey. Okay, should I actually go to a wall drug or just never go and continue being mystified? I would say never go. Because then you always have one thing for a bucket list. I mean, if you're hired up, go to wall drugs. You know, that's easy to do. You know it's going to be an anticlimax if you do go. I went there once, finally. I'm not glad. I can't say I was glad. I did. They do have cold water. They have ice water. That's the big... Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
And were you impressed?
Not really.
No.
Did you have the water?
I had some water, yeah. It's dry there around wall drug.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And for years, were you thinking I should go there and you never did?
Yeah, and I happened to be passing by and thought I better stop for some water.
Now, the thing is now, once you go there, do you ever go back?
I have no reason to go back.
No.
That pretty much sums up. Thank you very much. Okay. I really like that pineapple lamp. Oh, yeah, that is my mother's lamp. You've been to my house, right? Not for a long time. Yeah, that was her lamp. And it's a wreck, and she would plots, my dear mother, if she saw the shade, for example. It's traveled with us. It used to, and it's totally destroyed, and she would be very upset. Sorry, I needed more cards. Okay. If you were forced to sing, what song would you karaoke? Maybe Town Without Pity, my latest choice. You know, Gene Pitney. Take these eager lips and hold me tight. I'm afraid this kind of joy can't last. Why do they heart? What a town without pity can do. But I'd have to learn the words, and I got to carry the tune. I always liked that one. That was a good one. But no, that's the only one I'm working on. Where are you during those so-called encore presentations? I'm taking bows during the encores. Thank you for asking. Okay. Leslie Taylor, Madison, Wisconsin psychiatrist, try to help people feel better about things in life with drugs. Leslie, what are you holding, Leslie? You know, what are you holding? What are you holding? You know, the handshake drugs and some of those? Oh, okay. You got those too, I bet, don't you? You got prescriptions, I bet. Okay, thanks. Talk to you later. What do Wisconsin badgers do in the winter? Do you mean the animals or the people?
Animals.
Valerie, what?
The animals.
I've never seen a badger in Wisconsin in my life. Have you ever seen anyone actually seen a badger? Now, here's a gentleman who's actually seen a badger. What time of year was it?
It was in the fall. It was at Brown County Golf Course before I took a belly putter to my bag. And basically, it was scurrying. Yeah, I still am. I'm having some personal issues right now. And we saw him going running across the fairway as we were moving, and we decided to move away from where he was running.
Okay. But you didn't see him during winter.
No, it was fall.
Yeah. Do you think maybe he's running off to hibernate? Do they hibernate? I have no idea. I've never seen, you're the only one I've ever heard has actually seen one.
I think he was running because the fairway wasn't the normal place for him to be.
Oh, imagine that.
Me neither.
Yeah. Me neither.
All those belly putters out there, actually he'd be running from that. Okay, that's good. I don't know. If you mean the badgers, the people, what they do during the winter is a Wisconsin badger, male, continues to wear his shorts all winter, his red shorts, red and white, and rides his bike over the winter through blizzards. You know, so short, see this guy in shorts on a bike in a blizzard, he's a badger. true, isn't it? Absolutely true. These guys with shorts, you know. No, I didn't know that. Okay. Dan Day. Where's Dan Day? Hey, Dan. I'll just go over and talk to you because I feel like I'm just lecturing here otherwise, and you're not getting credit for this, so what's the point? Going over here to meet Dan Day. Takes a while to get to Dan Day, and then I got to jump over this, apparently. Ah, boy. Okay. All this to meet Dan Day. I hope it's worth it. Would you mind standing? Hey, Dan. How are you? Good to see you. Can I get you to stand up there so I don't lean over you there? Cause... How are you?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Okay. What do you do for a Way of Life?
I work for Pepsi Cola in Madison here.
What do you do for them?
Service technician.
Service what? The Pepsi Cola gets serviced?
The different fountain machines, vending machines, coolers, etc.
Oh, yeah. Cool. But they work pretty well, don't they? I mean, you don't usually see a service guy working your Pepsi machine.
It all depends, though. I mean, we do, like, different fairs, festivals. We got, like, Taste of Madison, different events and stuff. So there is sometimes Pepsi people there.
Yeah. Did you go to Pepsi U to be trained in Pepsi machines?
Yeah, the School of Hard Knocks, yeah.
And your question here, Dan, this is, what is this?
Well, in arguments, typically people would say that the point of an argument is to win. Well, that's not usually the point of an argument. What do you think the point is?
The point of an argument is whatever my wife says it is. are you married?
No.
Okay. Well, you'll discover that, should that ever befall you.
So, I mean, most people usually to inform or persuade is what I usually think a point of an argument is.
Just to listen and nod your head.
Yes, sir.
Or yes, ma'am. And it's good to meet you. Pleasure. Only an unmarried man could ask that question. What tips do you have for two North Carolinians wanting to move to Madison, Wisconsin? We have a mental health expert on call today, as a matter of fact. So where are they? North Carolina want to move to Wisconsin? Any particular reason for that or something? Or what are you thinking here?
I am the world's oldest med student, and I'm my last year med school, and I'm thinking about going to the University of Wisconsin for the residency program. So, yeah, great school. Great school. It was a good interview yesterday. I was really impressed.
You can do that online, though, and you wouldn't have to leave North Carolina or something like that.
You're kidding. Why didn't anybody say that?
You? What's your reason?
I'm following him. He's my husband.
Oh, you're with him. Okay, well, that's too bad, kind of. Okay. All right, well, nice to meet you. Well, good luck. It's great school. Great school. Can't beat it. The weather. This is just a hint. Is this the first time you've been here?
They said that it never gets below freezing here, and that there's no snow, and that it's just really tropical year-round. This is like the coldest it gets. That's what they said yesterday during the
hour. We're on a thermal heat sink.
Like a volcano or something.
No, it's more like the thing that flows around the Gulf of Mexico and then comes up right up the Mississippi, up the St. Croix there, and it takes a turn onto the Fox River. So we have these thermal currents coming right up the Fox River, and that's what we're feeling right now.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. Good. That's Elizabeth and Mike. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz, because that's what you're here for, isn't it? Or perhaps no reason. Are you here for the quiz?
Maybe.
Startled you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah, sure.
How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
This is the quiz part of the show. So, for example, if you wanted to play it, you could volunteer, but it's unlikely. Judging from...
Sure, I'll play the quiz.
Oh, you want to play it? I wasn't trying to force you to. Okay. Well, wait a minute, though. Because it's like pulling teeth. This is why I quit teaching, you know, because no one volunteered for anything. And now I'm back in that same situation, and you are?
I'm Victor.
Victor? Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How about you?
You from around here, Victor?
Yeah, I live in Madison.
You do? Are they with you, these guys?
Yeah, this is a group. Yeah. We're a
What sort of group is this?
A trivia team.
A trivia team? Oh, no. I pulled a trivia team guy out to play the quiz. It's never happened before. So you guys know all the questions, probably, all that?
No, we're just good guessers.
Give me one good reason, Victor, why you should play this quiz.
Because you told me to.
I told you to. All right, which way you want to go? Probably shorter this way. Come on, Victor. Mr. Trivia Guy. This is not really trivia, Victor, but it is. Here, just follow me. Walk this way. Many have tried. Okay, well, watch out for the cords and the cables. Lawsuit waiting to happen. Okay. Victor, come on. Give him a little encouragement. Victor. And two, Victor will belong the spoils if he wins the quiz. So that's pretty exciting. Do you do something for a living besides trivia?
Yeah, I work at Epic. It's a healthcare software company in Verona.
Everyone works at Epic.
Yeah.
Tell me something I haven't heard before. your software what?
I do technical services, so if they're having issues with the software, they call me.
Oh, God, you must get a lot of calls. Have you heard from my wife recently? Because she was just on, she has that where she works.
No, I don't work with any folks in Wisconsin, really.
Oh, okay, so. You're lucky. Oh, no, I didn't say that. A lot of issues with it. Okay, Victor, someone out there will play along with you. You're not familiar with this quiz, really.
Actually, the first time I heard it was with Aunt Carrie, who was the person who performed. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's first time. But you've done a lot of trivia competitions, and those are a little different, right?
A little bit different. It's a team effort.
A team, like a college bowl or something like that?
You know, no, I guess it's through Team Trivia Wisconsin, so it's like a bar trivia.
So you're in a tavern.
Yes.
You've had a drink or two.
Yep.
That's when my trivia gets best. I get really trivia after two. Three, I'm beyond all trivia. And then you play other teams?
Yep, that's right.
And is there someone, like a guy in front?
Yeah, there's a guy who's reading the questions, and I guess you get to wager and decide whether you're confident in your answer or not. So
you wager money?
Wager points.
Wager points.
And then you eventually win.
You cash in your points at a certain point?
At a certain point, they give prizes to the top three teams, and you usually win a gift certificate.
Like bar rail prizes?
Yeah. Or actually vouchers to this show, too.
Oh, you won your voucher to this show at a trivia contest.
Yeah.
This gets worse and worse, Victor. All right, so good. This will pay off for you double. And how does someone play along with Victor on this quiz, Sarah?
If they want to play along, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NOW or 1-800-WACK-NOW.
Okay, here. Now, there is only one species known that can actually grow young. That is, it can age, and then it can grow backward again. It's known as the immortal what? That's the question. If you know which species, which animal can actually grow younger, that's the number to go. What was that number again?
The number is 1.
No, it's all right. They're on there. Already on there. They're already, they call before they know what the question is, Sarah.
They're eager.
That's one word for it. Jill.
Hello.
You're Jill?
Yes, I'm Jill.
Jill, do you know what the question is?
Yes. What is the species that can grow backwards?
Oh, okay. But you didn't know that when you called, right?
No.
All right, that's okay. I'm not going to hold it against you. It happens all the time. You know the species is, though, the only one that can grow younger.
Boy, I've always wanted to play the quiz. Because I saw you twice in Carbondale.
Oh, yeah? How was I?
It was great.
Oh,
great.
I like Carbondale. It's
grow
great.
Younger.
Carbondale, we call it.
Whether it's mammal... Or
how are the Salukis doing this year?
They're doing okay, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't been following them as closely as I should.
No.
Pretty busy.
Yeah.
Species that can grow.
Yeah, there's only one species that we know of that actually can grow younger. It ages and then it grows backward, and then it grows older again, and it can go on indefinitely. Hence the immortal something or other.
How about an earthworm?
Nope, sorry.
Okay.
Go Salukis.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.
Dusty's on the line from Joplin, Missouri. You guys will applaud anything, won't you? It's really cute. I like that. Dusty is from Joplin, Missouri. Hey, Dusty.
Howdy. How's it going today?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Oh, doing okay.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear it. You know the species that can actually grow younger?
I was actually, when I called in, I was thinking it was like a tree of some sort.
Oh. No. It wasn't when you called in, anyway.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Yeah. Kind of either you know or you don't, I guess.
A bird of some sort would be my guess.
No, sorry, Dusty.
I appreciate it.
But I'll talk to you again, I know.
Hey, thanks,
all right,
bye.
All right, bye. Now, Dave.
Yes,
Dave is right here, not right here, but he's in Eau Claire in our fair state.
Yes.
Dave, you know this one, don't you?
I do.
What is it, Dave?
It's a jellyfish.
Yes, the immortal jellyfish. The immortal jellyfish, the Teratopsis darayi. Teratopsis is the name to remember. Yeah, immortal jellyfish, and it's kind of unique in that regard. Dave, are you a biologist or something?
No, I'm a retired educator.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
You can retire from educating, huh? That's cool.
Now you don't have to educate anyone anymore. That's so
no,
cool.
No, but you never stop learning.
No. Yes, you do. I've stopped learning. I don't think I've learned any. Well, no, actually, I learn things all the time. You're right. You're right about that. What do you do in your retirement, though, Dave? What do you do for fun?
Oh, all sorts of things. I actually picked up curling.
Curling?
Yes.
No kidding.
Which is a great Wisconsin sport.
Yeah, it is. True. And is it hard to learn?
It's hard to be good at it.
Yeah. Are you on a curling team?
Yes, I have two brothers, both of whom curl with me, and then a couple of other buddies.
Yeah. What's your team called, Dave?
The Smiling Moose.
Smiling Moose.
Yes.
Okay. I'll look for you. Where are you in the standings right now, Dave?
Middle of the road.
Right in the middle of the standings. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good for a young team, young curling team.
Yeah, we're not really young, but we're a new team.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Dave, this is Victor.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
He's right, in everybody. Software and trivia.
Oh, good. So, well, then I'll just rely on you, Victor.
Yeah. He's a good resource. Use it for a resource, if nothing else. All right, so two of you work as a team, Dave and Victor, and we have various categories. Sarah, what are they?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Dave, what would you like?
How about things you should have learned in school?
Okay, school it is. Okay, imply something, then infer it.
Imply something.
Work on this with them.
Okay.
Just to show you know the difference between implying and inferring.
Victor, you want to take this one? See, I was, as a teacher, I just was direct. I never inferred or implied.
No, you didn't. What did you teach?
I taught history, criminal law, and economics.
Okay. No implications there, that's for sure.
No, no. Imply something, then infer it.
I'll tell you what. If you can't do that, tell me the difference between implying something and inferring something.
Well, when you imply something... And then, Victor, you can take the infer part.
Sure.
When you imply something, you say something that isn't directly stated, but the person you're saying it to gets the idea.
Okay. And to infer?
And then they're on the receiving end, aren't they?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Ah. So that you could infer from something that was implied.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to accept that. I think it's beautiful. And
way to go, Victor.
A touching explanation of it.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
I called you Sarah. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay. I think I'll do places.
Places, all right. Cross-eyed Heidi at the Leipzig Zoo has 65,000 Facebook friends. That's so many more than I have. And a YouTube hit song, Not Bad for a What? What sort of animal is cross-eyed Heidi at the Leipzig Zoo? World famous.
Oh, boy. Is Heidi famous or the Leipzig Zoo?
Well, the zoo is pretty well known, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it
a... Applaud if you've heard of the Leipzig Zoo. Yeah, well known.
Okay, well, so there you go.
Is it a lion, maybe?
Cross-eyed...
Cross-eyed lion, you think?
I don't know. Or...
You should know this. This is right up your alley. Sure, if ever there was. Cross-eyed Heidi, Leipzig Zoo. What kind of animal is she? Dave, you don't know?
Boy, Victor? I don't.
Okay, I've got time. It's a possum. She's a possum.
A possum?
Yeah, they tend to be cross-eyed. Applauding their failure, isn't that sweet?
That's one wrong and one right.
Okay, don't worry about it. You'll come back from this. What's left there?
We have current events, people, science, or odds and ends.
Dave?
Let's go with people.
Is there any drinking involved in curling, I mean, afterwards?
Both before, during, and after.
You don't hold a beer when you're throwing those heavy stones down.
No, there. But they do have places where you can set them.
On the stone itself? Is there a little cup holder on your stone?
No, on each end of the rink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a very social sport.
I'm sorry, what did you want, Dave?
People.
People, okay. percentage of brides who report nagging doubts. These are people who've just married, apparently.
Oh, can we have within 50% there?
Yeah, I'll give you several things here. Okay. Percentage of brides who report having still having nagging doubts, or right up to the moment, apparently. Is it 40, 60, or 80% of brides who report they have nagging doubts about the whole enterprise?
Are you married, Victor?
No, I'm not.
Well, my wife had no doubts. So.
No nagging either, huh?
No.
That's pretty good.
No.
Good one there.
What are you thinking, Victor?
I'm hopeful maybe 40%.
Good guesser. He's a good guesser. Remember that.
David. Yeah. I'm going to be hopeful with you.
40%, yes, 40%. The nagging doubt.
Oh, right.
They don't ask about the guys because, you know, who cares? Your problem, buddy. Yes.
Two right, zero wrong. Oh, no, that's wrong. One wrong.
One wrong, okay.
That's right.
And what remains there?
Current events, science, or odds and ends?
Let's do current events.
Current events. How do you like this kind of trivia?
It's fine.
It's fine. You know, you can't win drinks at a bar.
No,
big deal.
Correct, right.
What'd you say? Current events?
Yep, current events.
Current events. Right on this, okay. The FedEx package was code, military code, for what sensitive delivery?
The package.
Who said that? Well, that was you.
The package.
FedEx package was a code name for a very sensitive delivery that has wide implications, widely discussed, but just came out now that was the name, the code for the package being delivered. What was that package? FedEx package, it was called.
FedEx package.
Might have seen this in the news, might not have. Might have heard it on All Things Considered or one of those.
Wow.
Any idea what that FedEx package just came out now? That was the code name for this? No?
No.
No.
No. Dave, yeah.
No? No.
Bin Laden. It was the Bin Laden.
Ah.
Yes, he was called the FedEx package.
Interesting.
Is arriving. That's sort of like the code we have at Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now.
That's so, right.
So that would be what?
Two right, two wrong.
That's what I have, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's left then?
Science or odds and ends.
So this is it then.
This is it.
They got to get
it, yeah.
Science
or die here.
Odds and ends. Dave?
What do you like, Victor, between those two?
I like science.
All right, let's go with science.
Okay, you asked for it. The Gouldian finches. They have several different color caps. Their caps. Now what I want to know is the Gouldian finches with black caps almost always choose mates with one of the following caps, also black caps. Yellow caps or red caps? The Gouldian finch.
Well, we got a 1 in 3 chance here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Gouldian finches with black caps almost always choose mates with black, yellow, or red caps.
What kind of cap do you like, Michael?
Well, it depends who it's on, really.
Yeah.
Totally dependent on it.
You got any sense at all, Victor?
I don't know. I like yellow, but I don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Okay, well, that's
I guess I don't like yellow.
With red.
No.
How about with black? You like black? Victor?
Yeah, that's fine. Black will work too.
I like black.
So you're saying that the Gouldian finch with black caps almost always choose mates?
I think the audience is telling me red.
Whose show is it? Do you see this? Like,
yeah.
The audience is, what do you know? No, I don't think so. Michael Feldman's, what do you know?
Well, you have the final say, Victor.
What are you leaning towards?
Let's lean towards red.
Yeah.
Okay. Black.
What were you thinking originally, black, Dave, when you were, before this audience got involved?
Yeah. I did say black, didn't
yeah.
I?
You did, didn't
I'm
you?
I'm going to stick with that.
Do you want to explain your why you said that?
I said that because birds of a feather flock together.
Interesting.
That'll work for me, too.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Yes, black.
Hey.
Almost always, unless you cover one eye and then they go for their red cap. It's a very strange phenomenon. We don't know what it means, but congratulations.
Victor, you've won your way to a healthier lifestyle with a selection of Funky Monkey snacks, freeze-dried raw fruit slices and pieces with no added sugars, colors, flavors, or preservatives from Funky Monkey, a fruit that crunches. Dave, you'll be the star attraction at your next Numismatic Club meeting with the exceptionally attractive What Do You Know Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter, designed by Nora Feldman, depicting President George Michael Feldman, on heads and the fabulous Feldmingo on tails. And both of you can treat yourself to tunes like Happy Man Blues, Burn That Clutch Out, and Herbal Tea on No Part of Nothing, the debut CD from Runaway Planet, and keep friends and foes alike entertained playing What Do You Know the Party Game from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at NotMuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Well, thank
Victor,
you very much.
You cleaned up. Thanks for playing the quiz. We'll wean you from that trivia stuff. Dave, hang on for a second. We'll get that to you.
Okay.
Thanks for playing.
You bet.